Has the storage industry more or less settled on an established definition of storage tiering?
When you talk to people in the IT community, the ones that are actually deploying systems and making use of them, they're pretty set on that. They believe that the storage tiering is moving data between spinning disk and solid state technology from the standpoint of doing it within a storage system. Now, there are a number of systems out there that have maybe two different types of spinning disk, some even with two different types of SSDs in them. But from the customer community, they simplify it and just talk about within the system moving it from spinning disk to SSD or back the other way. Now, there are people who have experience doing external tiering, if you will, and that's between systems with a more programmatic software to move data based on either user controls or some type of usage access controls. But for the most part, when you talk to them about tiering today, they're referring to doing it within a storage system, moving between spinning disk and SSDs.
What is the difference between tiering and caching?
That's a great question because sometimes it tends to be confused and there's also a lot of information out there that is not very definitive. In general, tiering is actually moving the data from one location to another. Where it's moved becomes its absolute location, and where it came from, that space can be reused for something else. Caching is putting data in a typically higher performance location, like in DRAM or solid state memory, for access for speed purposes, whereas the location where it's really stored is still somewhere else. It's probably on spinning disk. So in that case, I have it in two locations at once, or at least have a copy of some of the data in two locations at once. So I'm really paying for it being stored in two different places. Whereas in tiering, it's one place or the other, and I move it or the systems move it based on some type of control.
How well do today's systems tier data to best take advantage of solid state technology?
Great question, and there's a lot of discussion about this and certainly a lot of competitive issues come out. In general, the traditional storage arrays that have had solid state technology to them do a very good job of moving the data in tiering. They have the controls based on patterns of access, you know, the type of data, et cetera, that they do a good job in their intelligence and their algorithms to move the data. And they'll move it to that solid state based on need for performance, or they'll move it out of solid state when the access has dropped or because higher demand data wants to push it out, if you will. That is done very effectively. Now, there are a lot of other types of systems that do caching as well, and those that do tiering and caching also have another level of intelligence, and that's all based upon expanding the size of the cache with some solid state technology.
Are there third-party or independent software solutions out there that can tier data as well or better than some system vendor approaches?
If you consider the tiering done inside of a storage system, the answer would be no. Those systems have the best intelligence, the best internal capabilities to move the data around. So something outside that says move it to another LUN, if you will, that is a different type, won't be as effective as an intelligent system. But if you consider external storage tiering, where you're going to actually move the data from one storage system to another, or move it from a storage platform to a solid state that is maintaining all the data internally, like a PCIe cards in a server that can actually be the storage location for data rather than caching, the external software is much better than the systems, because systems typically don't have the larger view of what's going on in the environment, nor the access controls to move data between different systems.
How do the different solid-state systems, such as PCIe flash cards, all-flash arrays, and hybrid arrays, handle storage tiering?
There's a lot of discussion about this. PCIe flash cards typically don't do things themselves. They have a layer of software on top of them. And there's some very good software to manage what data is stored in flash that's in the server. That typically is caching data. Sometimes it includes write data that's cached, but it's always read data that's cached. Very few of these actually manage data that is resident there, even though you could pin the data there. There's still typically storage of the information on spinning disk somewhere else. All flash arrays are just that. They're all flash systems, either with SSDs or more sophisticated implementations that have their own flash controller chips and flash chips or PCIe cards even in these all flash arrays. They do not tier data typically because they are all solid state in the first place. Now the hybrid arrays is a little different story. There really are two types there. One type is the traditional arrays where solid state's been added to them and data is moved between those. That's what we're most familiar with because of these systems have been around for a long time and the tiering has been added internally to those systems. Most of the vendors give their tiering a different type of name to give it some type of marketing terminology that they can point to as a difference, but fundamentally they work very similar. The other type of hybrid arrays are some new designs that we've seen and that typically are targeting the more mid-tier marketplace. And what they do is they actually use solid state as a cache and then use spinning disk as a backing store. So there's no direct access from the host to the spinning disk. Everything goes through solid state. But you have the performance factor of these systems of getting solid state access for reads and writes, getting a greater performance level, and then those systems intelligently manage the backing store to push data out and pre-stage data based on their programmatic controls on patterns of access.